Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Third and eight, and that's a sack put up by the Chargers. Joey Bosa, his eighth of the season.
Silly penalties that we're not used to having. That hurt us, you know, that especially when you only have three possessions in the first half. You got to make them count. So I'm just talking about the offensive side of the ball. We got to be, you know, honest with our routine and decisions we made the last 48 hours and make sure that our head's in the right place the next time we come on a big road trip, which will just be in 3 weeks.
That's Aaron Rodgers after the Packers fall to the Chargers 26-11 in Los Angeles. And as we've played for you, the media at the press conference yesterday sort of tiptoeing around the fact, asking Matt LaFleur what they were up to. I mean, you could just say, hey, did you guys go out and party? Did the guys drink a little too much? Or did they have too many beers in the hotel room? Instead, it was L.A.'s different than Green Bay. Mike Clemens joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We've been talking about this for a while here this hour, Mike, if these guys were hungover or inebriated or fatigued or tired or whatever, because they just didn't look right. And either they really are that bad or they did go to the West Coast and maybe get a little sloppy and then play a little sloppy.
There's several reasons that I picked the Chargers to win the game. First of all, because they're a good roster. I think Anthony Lynn's a good football coach. They were overdue. They made they put a jolt through their organization when they fired a guy that had taken a team to a Super Bowl, Ken Wisenhunt, and fired him Monday night. So I knew that they were going to come in and stand at attention and be a tough opponent. Another thing is, I mean, how long have we been watching Packer games, guys, where they go out to L.A., they go to Miami, it's 80 degrees. You go from 35 degrees to 80 degrees, and they look like kids in a mall that say, Mom, I want to go home. You know? They look like they're dragging and fatigued. And so I anticipated that might be a factor. And then Matt LaFleur says, yeah, we're gonna leave Friday. And, you know, McCarthy did that a couple of times, too, where he had a game against the Seahawks or sometimes the 49ers. They'd leave a day early. You know, and you got to go down the hallway and tell Mark Murphy, yeah, we're going to have to spend for two nights for hotels for 100 people, which is, you know, money out of pocket. So there's a little more pressure on the coach to get a win when that happens. And McCarthy would come back with losses. I think, you know, this is so much about the rhythm of these players and keeping on schedule. So you have a run-through practice on Friday, final meetings, and then they get out the door and they go home and they chill out. And you get up Saturday morning, and if you leave Green Bay about 10 or 11 after final meetings or whatever, then that gets you in at 3, and then you get to the hotel by 4, and then you go out for dinner, and you got bed check and a team meeting at 9 and curfew at 11 o'clock, and you got a 1:25 start because that was the LA time, and it would have been fine. So you go out Friday night, you don't get till 9 or 10 o'clock. Plus, you know, there's a lot of these players are from California. They've got family there. They got friends. So there's all those kinds of extra distractions. And I think what Rodgers is saying is just simply put this way, it's a business trip. So let's go Saturday, man, and just focus in on Saturday night, getting your head right, talking to your teammates, instead of, oh, well, you know, we got a couple extra hours. Let's go and see this, or let's get together with the family or the friends. It's a bunch of distractions. You know, you're not going to a wedding. You're going to a football game.
So in other words, when Aaron mentions about distractions, not preparing ourselves in the last 48 hours prior to kickoff, he doesn't necessarily mean these guys are going out and having themselves a good time, like at a strip place or going out getting drunk.
I'm not saying there weren't a couple that did that. There could be two or three guys. I'm saying the average is most of those guys have extra distractions with the extra night, and it's an attractive game. I mean, hell, you know, look at all the Packer fans that went there. There's just an extra distraction. I think it's much better when these players get out of Green Bay on Saturday, they get right to the hotel, they check in, they go out, they have a nice dinner not far away, but then they get their heads back into team and a good night's sleep and being where their heads need to be when they get on the bus the next day and get taped up and play football. Two nights out there, That, to me, is a distraction alone, much less, yeah, hey, listen, there's no, I mean, Kabir Bajamila's brother, the guy who works for the NFL Network, he wrote a story 5 or 6 years ago when Al Davis was still alive and the Raiders were just totally dysfunctional. He wrote it. It was only posted for a couple of days, and I wish I had printed it or saved it somehow because they took it down. It went on and on about, he said, for the Raiders, we regularly, when we got off at Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock, guys were, after they got their checks, they were getting on net jets flying from Oakland to L.A. They would party all night. The jet would be waiting for them at the private airport at 4 a.m. They would get on the jet, get back to the Oakland airport by 10, 10:30, because the team plane boarded at 11, and they slept hungover to the road game. They did that routinely and just talked about how messed up they were, the clubs they went to. But you know what? That's all pre-Twitter. That's all pre-cell phones, and everybody in the club's got a photo. And it's tougher for those guys to slip out and do that stuff these days.
All right, one more thing on this. LaFleur, could any of this be on LaFleur that, you know, he's first time as a head coach? Maybe he let these guys, because you know how these veteran coaches have the pulse of their football team, and they know, you know, what pushes the buttons and what doesn't. Maybe he pushed the wrong buttons with these guys.
I think, because the energy guy and the nutritionist and the team trainer and all this, I mean, there is something to a four-hour flight affects your body. There's no question about it. And then they get into discussions about, man, it could be 80 degrees at the kick out there. So maybe if we go out there and they're just out there for 36 hours, get a little more acclimated to that heat and that kind of thing, you know, the humidity, all that type of stuff, whatever, that their bodies will feel better. He's doing this for the right reasons because he thinks that the bodies need more time to adjust before a 125 kick. But sometimes I think that stuff just gets into so much overthink.
It
just gets into. So, you know, he said that, I mean, he was very adamant yesterday when he said, I will talk to Chris Gizzi, you know, our strength and conditioning coach, and I'll talk to Flea, and I'll talk to the nutritionist and all this about what did we do wrong, how did the schedule screw up, because clearly these guys came out flat on Sunday. They came out flat. But, you know, another thing is, another reason to pick that game is they had a tough game against the Chiefs. They've been competing and playing against some pretty good teams. Teams have been giving them their best shot, and you knew the Chargers were desperate. And before they even got on the plane, I thought, this is going to be a tough game to win because you're going to face probably the best quarterback you've faced so far this season in Phillip Rivers. Melvin Gordon, after 3 or 4 weeks after his holdout, that was practically like his opening day, and he was raring to go. And they had got some players back, and then they did some things defensively, like you put Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa on the same side against Brian Bulaga, whose hand's all messed up. And I've got some people saying, you're nuts. You think that because of a broken finger, Bulaga can't do his job. Go to your kitchen now. Go move your refrigerator with a broken hand. Let me know how that works out. And Bulaga talked about him having false starts himself, like 3 false starts in the first half, screwing up their offensive series.
Inexcusable lack of focus. I mean, I think on the one I pulled the trigger, I thought maybe he'd cross the line. Those are 50-50s. So it is, you know, I got to make sure he's offsides.
Chuck and Winkler on the Fan talking with our Mike Clemens. Mike Clemens NFL brought to you by Pottawatomie, where it's all happening at Pato. Visit paysbig.com, gaming, dining, shows, hotel, and spa. It's all happening at Pottawatomie. So this is one of those cases where, Mike, you've got a coach that takes his team out west for the first time. There's a lot on tape that is bad. You could make the decision, well, let's just burn this one. Or, hey, this we got exposed a little bit. There's a lot that we need to look at. What's Matt LaFleur's strategy here?
Right, Bart. And I'll tell you what. Hey, you lost an AFC game. Big deal. 7-2. You're going to be fine. But I'll tell you, my sense was last Wednesday when LaFleur held his first press conference to lead into the preview of the Chargers week, and I said to him, I said, man, clearly your players have bought in. You can hear them saying what they're saying. Clearly they're on the same, and they're playing for each other. After that win against the Chiefs, and even though it was Matt Moore, not Pat Mahomes, that was a tough win at Arrowhead. And they're playing for each other. And Aaron Rodgers is pulling out his magic, like the touchdown pass to Jamal in back of, you know, Jimmy Graham. I said, but how do you keep the momentum going? And because I felt that. I just felt that they were going to – it's the NFL. You can't win 6-7 games in a row, man, most of the time. And this is – really, this is probably a 5-4 team, when you look at this roster, they got some penalty breaks. They got some big breaks against the Raiders, some calls that went their way in a couple of these other games. They got some teams at the right time, but they're 7-2, you know, and Rodgers has been hot in this last month. That's what's made the difference. So LaFleur says, you know, after reviewing the Chargers tape, he's probably got to get his guys a little more focused into the X's and O's.
It was one of those games where we just did not get into any flow. Most of the stuff we practiced all week, we didn't even really get to. I mean, you saw primarily a two-minute offense out there for a good portion of that game, and that's, I don't think anybody wants to be necessarily in that kind of mode. Unfortunately for us, that's where we got to, and it wasn't a good spot to be in.
Sounds like Phil Rivers knew exactly what the Packers were doing defensively, and you heard the press conference after the game. I was watching a little bit on the NFL Network, I want to say, and Phil was talking about, they were just kind of running the same things that we could do. We didn't have to change much with our offense.
I know, Chuck, this is absolute gold. Mm-hmm. I mean, you watch that game, and as it went on to the third quarter, and Melvin Gordon is doing what? Running right up the A-gap. And then Phillip Rivers is throwing balls to crossing routes over the middle. NFL quarterbacks don't like to throw that ball because that's where you got the highest percentage of a chance for an interception, a deflected pass, a big defensive lineman gets his paw in the air, and all that. And so if Mike Pettine is going to give up a soft spot, he'll give it about 10, 15 yards off the center because that's the high. And so Phillip Rivers, though, he just kept going after it. Right over the middle, and listen to what Phillip Rivers said about that game.
Based on what this defense was giving us, we just stayed with it. You know, I mean, you saw us in the same formation. I don't know, maybe 25 snaps. We were in three receivers and a tight end. And it was just, we kept getting the same look and kept getting the same look and kept getting the same look. And I think we just said, well, then let's just keep doing the same thing. And so, obviously, games won't always be like that. Teams are going to start blitzing and doing some different things, but they continue just to kind of hold tight and hang in there. And obviously, I'm sure they were hoping keep kicking field goals, and then when their offense gets rolling, we'll look up and it'll be 16-12, you know, 14-12 their way. You know, I'm sure that's what they thought, just keep holding us to field goals. But our defense kept doing such an unbelievable job that that it was enough.
Chargers beat the Packers 26-11 on Sunday, as we know. Blake Martinez leading the team in tackles. A lot of people frustrated with Blake, Mike. There was a play that I think a lot of people have pointed to where he missed on Melvin Gordon, and then he made the tackle just after he missed and gave him another 5 yards. Blake Martinez dealing with a bit of an injury, though. I don't know if that's an excuse, but he's been a little banged up.
That's a fact. And I got a listener that said, why don't they use this Tim Williams guy they picked up from Baltimore to help out the inside? Well, he's actually an outside linebacker. I don't know if he's ready. I don't know if he's actually that good. But in the meantime, Blake Martinez told us it was about a week and a half ago on a Friday practice. They're doing a competition drill, and, you know, one guy goes one way, he goes the other way, and all of a sudden his hand goes crunch. And it's like, okay, that didn't feel good. He went home with it. On Saturday morning, he went in. They looked at it and they said, well, yeah, you got a broken bone there, fella. So they had to wrap it up, put a cast on it. He still ended up being tied for most tackles. Blake Martinez has got the most tackles in the NFL right now. And some people say, oh, great, well, we got another A.J. Hawk. Well, that's not a bad player to have, you know. But, yeah, he misses on some of these big plays. And right now he's out there playing with a cast that's going to be on it. He's played in 47 straight games. He's always available. He's tough as nails. He's out there all the time. And, you know, we talked to him yesterday about, you know, his situation and when he can get this off, and what's it like, what's it feel like playing with a cast on your hand?
Not great. I'm hoping soon. I think it's all off how they feel and how the x-rays look and CT scans and stuff like that. Just something working through every day.
How do you play linebacker with a pad hand, though?
Very hard. It's basically playing linebacker with one hand. Not how I want to play. Been kind of disappointed going back last game and this game, just on how I want to get off blocks, do things. Hasn't allowed me to kind of play how I was playing early in the season.
Mike Clemens, we can always count on you to be at your very best, never hungover, and always treating this like a business call. Thanks, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Clem.
What you need to do sometime.
What?
Being a police officer, I did this on the air one time when a former Bucks general manager got pulled over after drinking. I only had two margaritas, and he was over the legal limit. Or the state attorney general said, I only had two glasses of wine. She was pulled over.
Yeah.
Blew a .008, okay?
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
We brought an officer. They'll do this for you, that we brought an officer into the studio, and we got drunk on the air. And you'd be surprised how hard you got to work to get to a .08.
I was saying the other way.
Yeah.
No, that's the whole thing. Everybody thinks it's just a couple of drinks. For me, I had to pound about 8 or 9 cocktails in an hour. And we're just—it's like no mixer, all booze to get there.
Yeah,
so, different. Yeah, it's
everybody's different.
Surprising when you're at .08, man, you're smashed.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't. For some people, it doesn't take long to get there. But I mean, I know people who could just look at a martini and feel a little tipsy.
Yeah, but real men don't get a .08 ever, right, Mike?
Who's that?
Thanks, Mike.
All right, bye.
Mike Clemens, Great Midwest Bank Hotline, with the quick hang up. Great Midwest Bank, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Perkins has got a great deal for you when it comes to steak on the menu. Let's say you want a little steak this morning. It's breakfast time. You want steak? Well, steak and eggs. And where better to get that than Perkins? All right, you can't get there till lunch. Well, how about the steak quesadilla? You want to get there tonight? Maybe you want to celebrate a little something? You just want a nice night out? The top sirloin steak dinner. They've got it all for you. I mean, let's say you go out tonight and you want the steak and eggs. Get the steak and eggs for dinner. They don't mind. It's the steak menu, and it starts at just $7.99 at Perkins. And if you do go tonight, kids eat free after 4. After 4 o'clock, kids eat free on Tuesdays and Saturdays. You get a meal, and then they will get their meal at no cost off the kids menu. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. Check them out all over the greater Milwaukee area.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.